in your face.
Wow, I've got the two actors who are basically creating an amazing show called Birds that will be happening for Melbourne Fringe. They are Alex Hines and Sarah Stafford. Alex and Sarah, welcome to 3CR.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It is so great to hear your voices. You star in Birds. It's an amazingly camp production. Tell us all about it. Where do we start with Birds?
Oh, I mean, Birds is something we've been thinking of for a while. Just, you know, God forbid we get on stage in bikinis and just sit in deck chairs, you know? So it's just the two of us on the beach smoking cigarettes and just melting and watching the world sort of burn, just talking shit, really.
Wow. What else can you tell us?
It's just these two women who are in this sort of like surreal production. It's very colourful and camp. It's a comedy. And they're having this yap on the deck chairs, and it sort of goes into dream sequences and surreal movement sequences. But it's just about escape and hanging out with your friend at the end of the world.
What are rehearsals like?
Oh, rehearsals. Don't even get me started. They've been good. Like, Alex and I love to, like, be in a room together. But we do live interstate, so it's these intense sort of week intensives where we just sort of lose our minds and, just really go for it.
It's been described as camp, absurd and hilarious. That's why I asked about rehearsals, because you must be having a ball right now.
I mean,
we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sarah's going down to Melbourne.
Yeah.
We've got all these talks.
The way we can't share the limelight talking over each other. No, we are. So basically, like, the stimulus was Waiting for Godot, but Australian and on deck chairs. And we've just sort of been like, oh, both of us have ADHD. Maybe we need to get up. So that was the stimulus, and we've sort of gone from there, and it's just really, like, our rehearsals are us, like, choreographed movement, like swimming in some water, dreamscapes. And, yeah, so the show really, like, elevates from that just sitting in the chairs moment, which has been really fun to play with.
Just taking a back step, it focuses on Shayna, who's a wealthy five-time divorcee, and Beverly, a mother of 12 boys, and they escape to the beach to outrun their lives. Pretty Thelma and Louise, almost.
Yes,
definitely a touchstone.
A great touchstone. It's like Thelma and Louise meets Kath and Kim.
Yeah, wow, what a great combo.
It's an iconic Australian women duo situation.
Yeah, with a little bit of Death Becomes Her in there, I think.
Yeah, totally.
How do you prepare for roles like this?
Well, we've, like, devised a lot of the characters. So we've obviously had to buy the wigs first, buy the bikinis and buy the fake tan and the prosthetic melting skin. And then we've just sort of been in a room together. We've devised a lot and co-written with David Stewart, just sort of finding these characters. So kind of exaggerated versions of both of us in real life if we were 50 plus and, different, I guess. Our mother's reincarnate.
Coming from the wigs, coming from the costumes, but, like, almost drag makeup. It's, finding the characters through that and these ridiculous scenes that we're writing. They come out of, like, the writing and the costumes and props and everything as well, I guess.
You mentioned your mums. Have they seen the show?
Well, this is the first time we'll be performing it, so they will be seeing it, and I'm sure they'll be able to see themselves in us. But, my mother is my muse, so I hope she enjoys it.
So tell us about the director, because what a big job they've got putting all of this, you know, onto the stage and kind of managing what sounds like two incredibly hilarious characters.
David, I've worked with David before on another show called The Architects of Sound, and Alex and I have usually, it's just the two of us. So we've had David in sort of to bring a different eye on it. Both of us have never been on stage, just the two of us. So he's been great in the room, just sort of like, he's a wonderful writer and like giving us ideas, and yeah, it's been great.
So this is the first time you've done basically a two-person show together. Have you acted together before?
We acted together 12 years ago, didn't we, Alex?
Yeah, it was a long time ago for Adelaide Fringe. And since then, we've worked on each other's shows, but we haven't been on stage together in that time. So we're really looking forward to it.
What's it like after a 12-year hiatus, you know, working together again?
Well, because we have been working with each other since then, like we have worked on each other's shows, but we haven't been on stage together. What we're sort of getting used to now in this process is building the show, finding the characters, but also we usually do like one-person shows. So it's finding each other in the work and working with someone else, bouncing off someone else on stage with the dialogue as well. It's a different process in that way.
Do you feel like you're doing faux drag in Birds? Do you feel like you're drag queens?
Absolutely. Yeah, just like heightened versions of these women and like, yeah, bleached brows, like big lips. Like it's great.
It is very camp and heightened for sure.
Now tell us about how you source your props. How do you source your costumes? And yeah, I mean, how do you get the fake tan down pat?
I would say we source our props and costumes manically. I would say in a manic psychosis we are sourcing everything.
Yeah. The big one for me at the moment is the women, like, they begin to melt, and we've sourced this liquid latex, and I had a go at it the other day and broke out into a severe rash, so I can't wait to put it on 15 nights in a row.
Liquid latex. Where do you get that from?
Oh, anywhere you need it, babe. Makeup props, costume websites. It's good stuff. I wouldn't recommend putting it on yourself, but come and have a look at us do it.
Now, I've got a photo of you two in front of me, actually. It's a promo image for Birds, and there is a bird while you're with your bikinis. Tell us about the bird that you've got.
Yeah, this is Bezequil. Bezequil the Falcon, a feature of the show, dare I say, the star. So we'll be having Bezequil in the show. Another thing we have to work out, or we have worked out, and we're eager to see how it works in the space, is making this falcon fly in the theatre. So for sure come along, if only to see Bezequil fly. But we're working on a pulley system to make that happen.
And what's it like wearing bikinis on stage? Is that really like, how do you, I mean, it must be pretty confronting doing that. Like, yeah.
Look, I'm extremely comfortable in my own body, but,
and
yeah,
I'm just
putting them on and rehearsing, did make me sort of enter a dark state, but oh, we've just got to enjoy it. We love the body positivity of it all, and I think it adds to the humour, but I do worry sometimes
especially with fight
colouring. Yeah, so, yeah, we've been practising in them, and we have added sarongs because sometimes you've just got to be a bit more private.
I mean, the fight curry in a tiny bikini is, it's just, I'm just waiting for flaps out, you know what I mean? We've got to cover that up.
I'm just loving the body positivity of it, though. It really is a strong message to send. And, you know, despite all of the comedy and all the outrageousness, there are some fairly serious underlying themes, right?
Yeah. The show really deals with the idea of, like, paralysis in the face of doom, you know? Like, these two women with the world collapsing around them are just having a yap and completely stuck in their chairs. It's kind of the feeling, which I think is so relatable, of, God, there's so much to do, but I might just stay on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get out of the chair even when you want to. Like, it resonates with that kind of feeling.
Yeah, paralysis in the face of doom. I love that expression. And it's kind of, you know, symbolic of the times we're living in, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a pretty timely play. How many years has it been in the making, did you say?
We've been working on it, like, actually since the start of the year. But I've had the idea for the play for over, like, 7 years. Just the image of two women on deck chairs at the beach, sort of, like, with this sort of paralysis of what's going on. So, yeah, it's been years in the making.
7 years. Is that how you normally work? I mean, I can imagine how that does work, because it takes time to kind of, you know, put the words to the visualizations, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I work. I'm a slow burn girl, but Alex pumps one out every year.
Oh, wow.
You know, Alex loves to just go, 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 and I just have a genius idea every 7 years.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Birds is a happening thing. It kicks off with previews on the 30th of September and the 1st of October. And then from the 2nd of October to the 18th, no shows on the Sunday and the Monday. And it's happening at the Meat Market Stables 1. Actors Alex Hines and Sarah Stafford, it has been a joy chatting to you today on 3CR. Thank you so much.
Thanks
so
for having us.
Me.
We'll see you
I
at the show.
Can't wait to see it. It sounds truly wondrous.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.